right, my buzzing bees. You know who you are. You're the one that has this life force energy that gets everyone so excited and activated. You love what you do, and you just can't help but have the energy to put into your passion. Yep, I'm talking about generators here. In today's episode of The Aligned Businesswoman, we're diving into what makes a generator, well, a generator, and why we're so magnetized to them. We're going to be talking about some common mistakes that some generators can make when they don't realize that they're a generator and they don't realize their power. And of course, we're going to be talking about some success strategies that generators can implement to find success in their life and business. So keep on listening. Hey you, your next level of expansion is here. And you're not going to accomplish it through hustle and grind. Oh no, not you. You allow ease and flow to come through you so that you can manifest the business of your dreams. Welcome to the Aligned Businesswoman podcast, where you get to be in flow and allow your strategic CEO to meet your inner goddess. This is the podcast for female entrepreneurs who want to strengthen their intuition muscle while applying simple and practical business growth strategies to accelerate. We'll combine energetics and strategy, along with human design and your gene keys, to optimize your business performance and results. Hey, it is Human Design Awareness Month in the Aligned Businesswoman world. No, it's not a real thing, but I am making it something that I'm going to do every single year in my business right around the springtime. Every week this month, we're diving into the different human design types. And inside the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group, you can access a pop quiz to make sure that what you're learning is integrated. And I'm also giving you some journal prompts so that you can embody your human design type. So make sure you join the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group so you can get this bonus exercise. All right, let's dive in. Where are my generators at? Hey there, it is Vanessa Ann Miller. I am so excited to dive into today's episode because, well, yours truly is a generator. And I am an emotional authority generator, so I can experience some highs and lows. And I totally get it what it means to be a buzzing generator, but I also understand what it feels like to need some downtime. So I'm so excited to explore this with you. So let's dive into the basics of what a generator is, and then we can talk about what common mistakes generators make, as well as some success strategies. If you're loving this Human Design series, I invite you to post a review and then share one of the episodes on your social media because you help me get the word out about this podcast. If you're new to human design, please go back and listen to my episode called Human Design 101 because I walk you through what human design is. And to simplify it, I use an analogy of human design being like a superhero. Okay, so if human design is like a superhero, then generators are like Flash. Generators represent about 70% of the population. They are the driving force of the world with their sustainable energy meant for doing work that they love, which is why I open up the podcast episode the way I did. Each human design type has a strategy, meaning it is a process that they can use to navigate their energy in the world. This is like the best way for them to interact with other people's energy so they can manifest what they want. So for a generator, their strategy is to respond. Instead of initiating things like a manifestor would, or wait for an invitation to join a conversation or to react to something, their strategy is to simply respond to something external. If they're driving down the freeway and they're hungry and they see a billboard for, let's say, I don't know, Burger King, they get to decide, I want that, or I don't want that. So they're responding to something external from them. They are not necessarily waiting for someone to say, hey, do you want Burger King? That is something that would be more of an invitation for a projector. Each type also has a signature theme, meaning it is their emotion or some kind of vibration that they feel on a positive note that tells them that they're on the right track or they're in alignment. For a generator, when they feel satisfied, they know that they're achieving something that is for their greater good or in alignment with their purpose. Now, there is so much more to human design than what I'm going through, but if you just know these basic things, you're going to be able to see a lot of progress in your life and your business. The not self theme for a generator is frustration. They experience this when they find themselves initiating action or engaging work that does not truly resonate with them. Which brings me to the common mistakes that generators make. The first is ignoring their gut response. Generators thrive when they listen to their sacral response, guiding them towards work that genuinely excites them. Ignoring this internal guidance can lead to committing to projects or jobs that don't fulfill them, resulting in frustration and burnout. This is why when a generator is invited to a party or a collaboration or just any kind of invitation to like respond to something that they can commit their energy to, if it's like or they feel like a contraction in their body, they should say no to it. Now, if they're an emotional authority, they get to listen both to their sacral and their emotional authority. So with emotional authority, I'm an emotional authority. So let's say we will feel like a really high and then we'll feel some lows. So there's an emotional wave that happens, and there's three emotional waves that happen. Sometimes we can respond to something or get an opportunity to respond to something, but we're already in a good mood. Therefore, it's best for us to wait when we've had a little bit of time to think about things. Because if we say yes to something when we're in a really good mood already, then we can commit to something that later on we're like, oh, why did I commit to that? And vice versa. We can lose out on opportunities when we're feeling in a funk and we say no. So for generators, you can either be an emotional authority or a sacral authority. Now, generators and manifesting generators will always have their sacral defined, so they can always tune into their gut response to make a decision, even if they're an emotional authority. The next common mistake that a generator can make is that they pursue quick success over passion. In the pursuit of immediate success or financial gain, generators might choose opportunities that don't genuinely resonate with them. This approach often leads them to short-term gains but long-term dissatisfaction. Remember, generators can experience frustration when they're not in their signature theme, meaning when they're in their not-self theme. Since generators and manifesting generators make up 70% of the population, we need generators to be buzzing. We need them to be fulfilled with joy with what they do, because then that energy trickles out into the rest of the world. Which this is a perfect setup for the next common mistake that generators can make, which is undervaluing their need for engagement. Generators may stick with unfulfilling work out of a sense of duty or the belief that they must pay their dues. This overlooks their need for engaging work that lights them up and sustains their energy. So when I say their need for engagement, I don't mean that people responding to them, but mainly what I mean is that engaging in work that they are so lit up by that they feel like they're not even working. The fourth common mistake that generators can make is overcommitting and under-delegating. People tend to look at generators as the people that they can go to because they know that they have the energy. And sometimes without proper boundaries, people can take advantage of them. So with their sustainable energy, generators can take on too much, believing they can handle it all. However, not delegating tasks that don't resonate or energize them can actually lead to wasted energy and decreased productivity. We want to keep our generators happy because, again, they're their life force here on Earth. If you're a generator and you're uncertain, like, what really does make me happy? Maybe you have an undefined G center, so you can get stuck in like lacking direction or understanding who you are because the G center is the center for love, direction, and identity, then I invite you to explore the other parts of your chart, because just because you're a generator doesn't mean that you have the same purpose as another generator. Your conscious sign is going to tell a lot about your purpose. And then your defined and undefined areas are going to tell a lot about what lights you up and the way you process energy and how to best live in alignment with your human design. The next common mistake that generators make is that they can be inconsistent in marketing and messaging. Not consistently communicating what they're passionate about or changing messages frequently can confuse their audience. And the more you can confuse them, then the more they kind of just distance away from you. And so you end up becoming white noise. Generators excel when their marketing generally reflects their interests and passions. Next, ignoring the importance of rest. Although generators have a lot of energy, they are not infinite and require rest to recharge. Skipping breaks or pushing through exhaustion depletes their energy and reduces their overall effectiveness. Inside Manifestation Lab, we also cover the gene keys. And what I've discovered about my own gene keys is that my shadow and what keeps me from really fulfilling my need or my purpose here is that when I would be in exhaustion, that keeps me from fully thriving. And so I highly suggest that you check out Manifestation Lab if this is something that you're interested in living in alignment with not only your human design, but your gene keys so that you can create more ease in your business and in your life. The next common mistake that generators can make is that they focus solely on logic in decision making. Relying purely on logical reasoning and ignoring their cycle response and decision making can lead generators away from paths that would be more satisfying and prosperous. Now, we live in a world where we are told, think with your head, have common sense, you know, what is logical, what makes sense. But sometimes we just need to listen to our bodies to give us guidance, especially when we have that sacral center defined. Lastly, but I'm sure there's many more common mistakes that generators make, but not being patient with the process is a big one. Sometimes generators can become impatient with the process of waiting to respond, and they try to force action. So they try to initiate like a manifester. This can lead them into unaligned ventures and away from their natural flow of attracting opportunities that are right for them. Remember, generators are buzzing bees. They're magnetic. Their joy and their happiness and the fact that they have this like life force that lights them up creates a ripple effect of getting other people to get lit up. When I relate this to biochemistry, like we do inside the Profitable CEO Accelerator, we talk about biochemistry in sales and marketing. When generators are lit up, we release dopamine. And when we release dopamine, people around us actually release dopamine too. Like we trigger that dopamine in them. Therefore, it is so important that we are patient in the things that we're trying to manifest. But it's also important that we are only doing things that light us up. Because then we're releasing dopamine, which triggers other people to release dopamine. And then it creates a ripple effect of joy, happiness, and just magnetism for everyone. Now let's talk about some success strategies for generators. The first topic is productivity. The strategy for generators to have success in productivity is focus on aligning work with that what truly brings you joy and satisfaction, leveraging the sacral response to guide business decisions. This is like the saying that when you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. Generators literally have to do what they love so that they're in alignment and they're the most productive they could ever be because it's just like, it's not even working. They're just having fun. Which brings me to the next success strategy of offer creation and optimization. The strategy here is to use a sacral response to create offers, so products or services that not only excite you, but also meet a need in the market, ensuring that they resonate and attract the right clients. Success strategy number three is sales strategies. You want to engage in sales activities that feel natural and responsive. Authenticity in how you sell can draw in the right customers. I know when I am genuinely excited about my offer and I'm just sharing it because I'm just like, oh my God, it's like my newborn baby. Look at the pictures of my newborn baby. Like that's the energy I put behind my new offers. I see how people are excited too, and they gravitate towards me. They ask me about the offers, they sign up easily. And so if you're wanting to sell something, be excited about what you're selling. In the next success strategy of copywriting and messaging, Your copy should reflect the energy and passion that you have for the offer. So this is all in alignment with your sales strategies and your productivity. Let your genuine interest shine through to connect with your audience. Again, like going back to the analogy of like your newborn baby, how often do people congratulate a new mom when she has a baby, right? There's so many comments, there's so many, you know, so much engagement on there because people are generally happy for her. All right, I can go on and on about the different success strategies for all the different topics or all the different strategies within business, but you're going to have to either one, join Manifestation Lab to learn all about your human design, or get your business blueprint by design so that you know or have a detailed report of how to best use your human design in business. So to wrap up for generators, remember this. Generators in business, your success lies in the ability to transform your sustainable energy into a strategic asset. By aligning this energy with tasks and strategies that spark joy and satisfaction, you unlock levels of productivity, creativity, and success in your entrepreneurial journey. The journey to lasting success and fulfillment is not just about what you do, but how aligned you are when you work. All right, this wraps up this episode of the Aligned Business Woman podcast, where we're focusing on human design. Join me next week for the next human design type, which I'm going to leave a secret. All right, catch you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Aligned Business Woman podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller, and I'm so excited to share some good news with you. Head over to the show notes so you can grab your free gift and make sure to leave a review and join me inside the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group. Until next week, bye-bye, my love.